It's randoms with dial buttons. Stop what you're doing and listen. Okay, scratch that. Hey, it's randoms with dial buttons. Now continue what you're doing while you listen.
Welcome to the village. It is randoms with dial buttons, and yes, I am happy, I'm glad, I'm excited to be alive today. And what we want to talk about is a bit, well, you will enjoy it. That I'm certain of. You would enjoy every part of it. So I just need you to stick around and have fun listening while you also learn. You should learn one or two things from this, because if it doesn't help you, then what am I doing? Why am I doing it? I need it to help you. And that's why I'm doing what I do. Okay? So let's start this way. How about we go on a little bit of break while I have my guy in the house. Stick around. We know they look for any money together. Now you define the money pass. Ladies and gentlemen, I have in the house my very own good friend. We've known each other for a long, long time. Like, I can tell you that I have people that I've known for a very long time, and this is definitely one of them. I have MM Didymus. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine, Dayo. It's nice to be here. It's nice to interact with you.
Well, you know, I keep saying all these things. When people say it's nice to be here, it's nice to interact with you, I have a feeling they are just trying to make me happy. They're just saying it for saying sakes. Most of them don't even mean it.
Well, for me, I think I actually mean it, because it takes some level of consciousness for you to recognize another person's effort and want to listen to their story. I also want to listen to how they got to where they are. So for you to reach out and like, okay, you know what, I need you to be in my podcast, it's something I really appreciate. That's why I said it's nice to be here and wanted to share my story.
It is actually hearing this, it is nice to be here. You know, there was a time I wanted to do, I think it was 3 years back, and I was asking a couple of friends that I need a logo, I need a design, and I think I asked like three people and they referred me to this my friend, and I'm like, this guy is global, this person knows this guy. This world is a small world. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the logo guru, the graphic designer guru, the man that can design on water. Well, he actually designed on water. Yeah, I am correct. Because I remember you starting on water and then it turned out to be something different. Let's start with, let's start this way. Run us back how you all started with designs, with graphic design, logo, Premiere Pro, or whatever it is called. Run us back a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So, well, I get a couple of you asking me this and wanting to know how I ended up being a designer, or I ended up in the design industry. My own honest opinion, it wasn't something I planned out to be. It wasn't something I envisioned when I was much younger that I would be a designer. It's something that happened along the line and I just clicked into it.
Something always happens along the line.
Yeah. Okay, so actually, I actually started out as, growing up, I just wanted to be somebody that makes impact positively, somebody that would end up doing great things. So we all aspire to be different things in life. Initially, when I started, I was like, I want to be a footballer. I want to be like the likes of David Beckham and the like then. But long and short of everything, you know, back then football wasn't really a thing. It was more you go to school, right?
You didn't see the Ronaldo's money.
So at that time, I saw the likes of Delimar Ronaldo. I swear, like, okay, it's Ronaldo. Then it was more about, okay, you just go to school first, because As at that point I started, I think I wanted to go to Pepsi Football Academy, but for some reason I just thought about it that let me just go to school, that is that same school is actually the basic before
any other thing.
Football.
True.
So I started off with I want to go into engineering, petroleum engineering as at then, and somehow along the line I ventured into marine engineering. So that is why you say I design on water.
Yeah.
So I started off into marine engineering. I studied marine engineering as at then, and I did like a national diploma per se. So after my program, I was supposed to go do a 1 year IT, and I did the normal procedure, applied, go to places. So at that time, I was based in Lagos, but I schooled in Akwa Ibom. But at that time, Port Harcourt and I think Calabar was like a closer destination for me to go pursue opportunities to work, to do my 1 year IT. So I went to Port Harcourt, I went to Calabar as at then. After going from one company to the other with my friends, they're not just me alone, we actually scouted through Port Harcourt, sorry. We scouted through Port Harcourt as at then. We scouted through Port Harcourt as at then looking for IT placement. We got rejected per se, and leaving Port Harcourt and Calabar, I came back to Lagos, still hunting for places, went to Apapa. Nothing right came out my way. So I was mostly home, not doing anything. Then my eldest brother had a laptop then. So I was just using that laptop to play around, because I had little knowledge about desktop publishing. I did that before going to school. So I was just playing around with graphics then, just doing one or two things, just for the fun of it. Yeah, just for the point of it. And somewhere along the line, I discovered that, okay, I started having likeness for this craft. Because you know how you communicate with someone almost every day, then you see that you're becoming fond of this person.
True.
That you are beginning to like this person. So
true,
it does happen like that. I developed a keen interest for design. I started doing design, and along the line, I got people that wanted to pay me for it. I'm like, these people want to pay me this particular amount to do this stuff, which I just started. I was just playing around with. So I go over to pay me for it, and I said, okay. So I was at that fix of, after my 1 year IT, do I want to go back to finish up my HND?
Or do I want to make money?
Do I want to stick with this, or do I want to go do some other stuff? So I looked at it that, okay, you know what? First off, I need to finish my academics. I need to finish school. And also, I am having great delight and joy doing this as being a designer. And for the kind of school I went to a paramilitary institution, so there's a whole lot of restriction for you to do things on your own. You have to follow through regimental activities. So it didn't really give me time to explore like that. So I thought about it, okay, instead of me going back there, and it's not like I really want to use this stuff any longer. But I just said, okay, instead of me going back, I would go to a conventional institution where I'm allowed to do other stuff while schooling. So I kept on with the design dream. I worked with a couple of companies as well, started as an intern and started working with a couple of companies. Then I applied for National Open University, where I did entrepreneurship and business management to wrap off my academics. So why also doing design on the side, because the school afforded me a lot of time to work and also school, because then I was working with a company as a graphic designer. So that's how it all started. Then I just decided to stick to one craft and stick to one dream. And I think I chose design out of everything, and
it just was
still pursuing the design trend.
So MM has told us all about academics right now. Now let's talk about design. Now, some of us are used to the conventional Canva and the rest likes. But first, what is the difference between, you say I need a logo or I need a graphic designer, what's that terminology? What's the difference, or what exactly is a logo? Let's start with that. What's a logo?
Okay, so to just put it into context, graphic design is like a mother word for everything, like a house, like a mother word housing every other activity. Logo design is still under graphic design. So if I want to start with what a logo is, I would first of all want to start with what a logo is not, because I hear a lot of people say I want a logo, and probably they might not really know what they are talking about. So a lot of people might just call you and say, hey, ma'am, I want to design a brand. And I will look at it that if after the whole conversation, after the whole discussion, you just discover that what they want is just brand, whereas the person just needs a logo. So I'm trying to say that your logo isn't your brand. Your logo isn't your visual identity or your brand identity. And the last one would be that your logo isn't like an indicator to a successful business, because some people try to make it look like all they need right now. Right now is a logo to have a successful business. So your logo is actually not a guarantee to have a successful business.
So you're saying now that a logo can be anything.
No. A logo can be anything. So those are what your logo isn't, which people try to tag a logo as. They just call you that. In their mind, they believe once they get a logo, everything will just align. Like everything is just.
As it should be. Everything is supposed to align once I have a logo.
So it is not. So what is a logo exactly? Like people will ask, what is a logo? Just like you ask, a logo is just a graphical element or an icon that identifies with your brand. It's a piece out of the whole shell. So your logo is just one element that identifies with that brand of yours. It is what helps the public to recognize your brand. It is what creates like an identification to your brand.
That's
actually what the logo stands for.
You know, all this while, I've always had the idea that once I can accomplish having a good logo, the rest is simple.
Okay, so actually, you do in a proper setting, you do not really just start off with just a logo. You start off with a proper brand strategy that has to do with coming up with a unique and a very appropriate name for your brand. From all those strategies that involves your brand voice, your brand tone and the likes, and all those elements, that is where a logo will be vetted from, which has to do with your visual identity. There is a whole lot of roadmap from the beginning to a point where you now start designing a logo. So a lot of people just feel like, okay, what you just need is a logo. Just give me a logo. Like, I have clients that will just call me, okay, Ibem, I want to design a logo. And when I say, okay, let's have like a discovery session, let's talk about this, your brand, you know, I don't have anything, I don't have anything in my head, I just don't have a name, and I want a logo. Okay, so a logo requires a lot to be done. Like you won't just jump up and say, I just need a logo right now. And that's why I say that whenever anyone calls me and they need a logo instantly, like, and I need a logo right now, I try to make them understand that yes, you can get a logo right. Wouldn't you want to get a meaningful logo for your brand? Wouldn't you want to get a logo that would
last long
for your brand? Get a logo that is appropriate for your brand and just creating something out of the blues. That is why you see a lot of people right now, they just tell you, okay, don't worry, I'll get it somewhere else. They just go to Canva and blah blah blah, type in one or two codes and they get out a logo and they believe they are done.
Well, I am done. But wait, don't shoot us yet. Because my logo was created from Canva.
That same icon or that same element you think you have, somebody else will definitely have such. Somebody else will definitely have such material. And there's actually not deep thought and deep thinking towards using that icon for yourself. So I try to encourage people that a logo is way more beyond than what we just think it to be. That, you know, but it is just maybe you just maybe it's just you to just add one or two lines and just put a name. That is it. No, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of deep thinking. It takes a lot of storytelling as well to really design, really create an appropriate logo for a particular brand.
So okay, let me jump in this. Or let me just chip this in. You know, okay. It's going to sound like a question too. You know, we've seen brands. I don't want to mention names, but you've seen brands with so many designs or so many symbols as a logo. You see one with four different symbols or five different symbols and then a little piece of writing. And then you would see some with just one symbol or just one writing. And they say that is our logo and it still stands out. Why is it that, should it be like that? Is there a format that states, or is there something that states that you can have this as your logo, you can play around things?
Yeah, okay, so basically that would be turned around the types of logos. So there are different types of logos, you get. So like you said, that there's one that has just a symbol and it's one that has like a word mark, like a letter form. So there are different types of logos. They are from the top of my head right now, they are actually word mark logos, they are monochrome logos, they are pictorial logos. And if I want to put an example to these ones, let's say for example the word mark logo, you have like Google for example.
Mm-hmm.
Google is like a word mark logo and it stands out and you look like, oh, this logo is massive.
It looks good.
It looks good. So there are monogram logos as well, like take for example, it's mostly used by fashion and brands. Take for example, we have like the Louis Vuitton. The LV. The LV just, that is actually their own logo with the letter mark on the side, Louis Vuitton on the side. They are different forms. There are different types to a logo. So it depends on what works for the brand, and it depends on the type of logo you are designing for that brand. So everything would come out well if they are properly done.
Let me ask this. You said something about different types, and it just pumped in my head that, okay, so a radio presenter or a radio station might have a different, which in general have different kind of logo to what a fashion house would have. Is there like a thought behind what you need, what you should, what your brand is that, you know, brings out your logo?
Yeah, so there's actually a thought towards that. That is why I made mention of it that you just can't call on a professional logo designer and say, I want a logo design done and I need it in the next maybe 6 hours or in the next 3 hours or that day. So there's actually a lot of thought process as to designing a logo. There's a whole lot of processes that involve designing a logo, from the discovery phase to the research phase to the conceptualization phase. So all these are phases in the process of designing a logo, and that is what would determine how this logo for this brand will be made, how it will make the brand fit into that particular industry, like you said. So it depends on the industry where you are working with. There are different styles to which it depends. In some cases there are some logos that might work for almost all in the industry. Take for example like a word mark logo. It might work for almost every industry, because especially for a word mark logo, if your brand has a very unique short name, I usually recommend the word mark logo, like something very short and unique. But from experience, working with, I don't know how to explain this right now because I don't want to sound working with some set of people, let me use that word, they believe that we give them a word mark logo, you've not done anything. It's like, it's not yours, just typing this. Imagine creating a logo, a word mark logo. I'm trying to think of another name right now, other than Google.
Just
creating a word mark.
HP?
HP is a combination logo. HP has an icon to it. HP is not a Walmart logo right now.
Say HP. Nokia?
Nokia, yeah, good. Or Nokia or Kia. You know Kia now, the automobile company.
Yeah.
Nokia. Those are Walmart logos. Then you just come up with such stylized letter forms and you probably want to present it to a client. The client will be like, you've not really done anything now. It's just you just type in letters for me. And so it has a lot of factors involved in the process of designing a logo.
Let me ask this. So how do you say for the word map logo, how do you convince a client that this is actually way better than what, you know, than what he or she is thinking, than having symbols and the rest?
Okay, so first off, that is where your storytelling game would actually come to play, because for you to convince that client that is the appropriate logo for his or her brand, it will take a whole lot of storytelling to paint a better picture that fits the brand into that space you actually develop for the client to understand. So it has to do with your discovery phase where you communicate with that client. You know what they want, you know what you know how well their brand fits into a particular style you are working with. So when you have that discovery session with the client, when you have that conversation with the client, you will definitely know that a word mark logo would suit the brand more. You get? Because like I said, it's a brand that has a very short name. You get? It's a brand that has a very short name, and their goal is to really make their name pronounced. Their goal is to really make their name out there. Like example I made earlier using Google. Google is a very strong brand name that everyone knows.
Yeah.
So if their goal is towards, okay, you know what, I need this name to stand out. I need them to know this name on a 5-second sighting of my brand name. I need this word to stand out. So instead of me coming up with an icon that at that point isn't working well with their goal, I know it's a brand name that will work well with their goal at that point. So rather than me designing a logo that has to do with an icon, I know, okay, you know what, we are doing a brand name and this will stand out and this would actually hit it for this will actually make us meet that goal of trying to make this name stand out and recognizable, like making the name come out like in a flash. And whenever anybody just pass through, you just see that name and it just clicks. So literally, that's just it. You just have to ensure that when you are in convincing that your client, you need to really tell your story that aligns with the brand properly. And that has to do with when you understand that brand from your discovery phase, when you have a conversation with that client, which a lot of our own kind of client would not want to, because it's end of saying they don't know much, they don't have this, they don't have that.
As long as the money is coming in.
You have to do it a lot. That's why I said logo design is not as easy as probably people see it to be. Like, to me, it's just for you to come up with something. Just give me anything. I don't claim it anything. I claim it to be like a brand ambassador. You need something very convincing. You need something very long term. So you need to
you're saying logo is not something that is easy. Tell me how your day usually goes when designing a logo. What does your day or your 2 days or 3 days or 4 days or a week of designing a logo, what does it look like?
Okay, so like I said, it's not easy. Okay, so if I want to design a logo, I usually give my clients a time frame between 7 to 14 days, and that is like 2 weeks for just a logo. And it sounds like a guy.
Kilomishi, what are you doing?
What am I doing here? So I usually said 2 weeks, and do you know why I said 2 weeks? Is it gives me a lot of time, it gives me a lot of room to reflect on what we are working on. Because if you are designing a logo, I want to believe you have that intention of using that logo for the next 10 years, using that logo for the next 20 years, if possible. You get it. So why would you want us to design something that you want it quick, and probably in the next 6 months you say, I want to design another one? Or you end up meeting a designer and say, okay, do a quick logo for me right now, I need it. No. And the guy comes up with something, and just for maybe like a week or so, you just use it for one or two things, and you want to go back to designing something that would stand the test of time. So for me personally, I usually say 7 to 14 days, and there are times I deliver within 7 days, there are times I deliver in 7 days. And because the reason why I can deliver fast is because I've done this over time, and the process has become a little bit easier for me. So it is more like you hiring an engineer to fix up something that you've been wanting to fix for a long time. Then the guy just comes within 10 minutes
and he has it done.
So all those things takes time. Look, so my own process involves, like I said, we have like a discovery phase. Now that discovery phase is where I sit with you. We have an in-depth and an open conversation about your brand, about what we are working on, about just like we're having right now. We have a very random conversation. We have a very deep conversation about what your brand is, what inspired you to start that brand, what inspired the brand names, and all those kind of stuff. But we have those kind of conversation, which might take a day or two.
It's definitely going to take a day or two.
So it's not something that we just within 10 minutes we are doing, or within 30 minutes we are doing. It takes a longer time. And there are times where I have that conversation with you, I sleep over it, I probably wake up the following morning, I still have some other thoughts in my head. I think, okay, I need to discover more. I can still reach out to you. It still falls within that 7 to 14 days, which gives me some time again. You get so. After going through that discovery phase, we have that conversation. I now understand your mission and your goal and what drives you towards that brand. I have those in-depth understanding. It gives me like an edge to really know what I'm working with, or know the kind of brand I am working for.
Wow.
So that would take me to my next phase, which is going to be like my research phase or my exploring phase. So that research phase would entail me understanding your industry, because when we have that discovery phase, I know the industry you are trying to settle in. So that would entail me to understand your industry, to understand your competitors, to see how I can create an identity that in quotes will be similar to your industry, but will still stand you out from your competitors. You get?
Yeah.
So that research phase might take a couple of days as well. Like, there are times I might be on my research phase for like 2 days, 3 days.
Wow.
I think about that brand, I try to, and thank God for Google, thank God for the internet. Like, if it was days without the internet, man, it might involve me traveling. But right now I don't need to travel, I just get into the internet and do a lot of researching, search a couple of stuff, then I'm done with it. So it takes a whole lot finishing that researching phase. Then you go into your conceptualization phase, where I start digging up. And trust me, that is like another hard part of designing a logo, because I might start coming up with ideas, I might have creative blocks, I might have zero ideas coming out.
Even after all the research, all the conversations.
I might still not have like a very banging idea to like, okay, fit this brand right now. So if I tell you, okay, you get it in 2 days, I'm probably that time, I don't have any ideas. I have nothing to deliver. So
wow.
That conceptualization phase would take a while for me to really sit down, come up with zillions of ideas if possible. Like anything that is just coming through my head, I'll be penning them down, sketching it, having screenshots and the rest. Because there are times I would even want to design a logo. I might even go as far as going to the mall, just sit in the mall, or just go and hang out in the mall, just see people passing by, try to see where ideas will fall from. You get so. That phase alone would take a whole lot of time for me to generate ideas, come up with ideas that will work and will not work. I just have to just start pouring them in, no matter how it is. I'll just keep pouring them in. So it takes me to another phase of the process that involves me refining that ideas already. So let's say, for example, I have like 50 ideas for this brand, for the logo, and like, man, this 50 is too much. So my next phase will be like the refining phase, where I now have to now start breaking things down, looking at how, okay, does this really fit? It's just me trying to see for options. Does this really fit? So I start breaking things down, cut, see, I get a very minimum number, and see, I get like a winning logo. Wow. You get, so once I'm so- done with that, I share the idea with the client and get the feedback from the client. And there are times you don't get a positive feedback. You get like, no, this is not working.
So you have to do process again.
You have to go back. So prior to that time, sorry, I skipped something. Prior to that time, your explore page, your explore phase would help you create a mood board. Now, the mood board would save you in terms of your delivery phase, because you already have a mood board that you feel this is what would work well. You have samples of ideas that you can share with the client, which the client would approve of. So once the client approves of, during that delivery time, you are already working with that mood board, because it's more like a end goal for you in terms of how the logo will look like at the end of the day. But like I said, there are times after everything, you create the mood board, you know, present to the client. The client will not like it. There are times the client will say, I like it, but let me share with this person. Maybe the client shares with the wife. Let's say the client is a man right now, like, I share with my wife. Amen. But I just share this logo with my wife, but she doesn't like it.
So you have to do it again. I can tell. I know that feeling.
She doesn't like it, so I think we need to come up with something else. So it takes a lot. It takes a lot of storytelling to, like, okay, you know what? So I go back to the drawing board. I try to understand what, like I said, in that situation, I try to understand. Okay, what is your wife saying? Why doesn't she like this logo? Did you share this idea with her? You get all those kind of conversation would help you in the back and forth process, where you now, once you are done with the logo, you now deliver the logo. But delivering the logo has to accompany a couple of activities, because a lot of people these days, if I work with some client that I wasn't the one that designed their logo, probably they want me to create a, let's say, like a poster or an editorial for them. I like, okay, can I have your logo? I like, you just send me a JPEG logo, like a picture logo. I like, no, please, can I have like a vector file of this logo? Now the vector file is actually the way the logo has been created from the source file. Either it's been created with a ProDraw software or an Illustrator software,
which makes the job easy,
because I have that logo in that format that no matter how I stretch it, it still retains that quality, it still retains that high resolution. But imagine sending me a picture, I like, when I stretch it now, it becomes blurry. So I have that vector format, so they will tell you, the guy did not send me the vector format because he did not ask for it. So you need to understand that there are a lot of format you need to get once this person delivers the logo. And another thing again is, you also need to have like your brand manual. And what is your brand manual? Your brand manual is like a style guide that gives the do's and don'ts of your logo, which a lot of clients still do not consider to be important, which is very important, because if you are designing an identity that you want to stand the test of time for a long period of time, I believe you need that manual. So, and when people call me, I'm like, okay, I'm designing a logo for this X amount. They're like, no, now this, this, this. I said these are all you get once I deliver the logo. I'm not just sending you a JPEG file, or because that's what they get some of the times. The guy will just finish the logo and just send them JPEGs. I like, wow, they look.
That's what like, I need.
This is their logo. This is what they need. They are happy. But for example, if you have that in your hands and probably you are no longer in communication with that designer,
you can always give it to someone else.
Your business is now growing to a point that you want to create like a motion for that logo. Trust me, they cannot use that JPEG format of that logo to create any motion for you. Mm-hmm. Like animate that logo. So they need that logo in that vector format. They need, and when they have it in that vector format, they need like a style guide to understand the do's and don'ts behind that logo. Even during printing, they need that style guide to understand how to use this logo on print, how not to use this logo on print, which in general, it is something a lot of people ignore, which is not supposed to be ignored.
Wow.
So that's actually the whole process. You can see how ambiguous it is. That's why I'm saying that.
Because, you know, not something that's ignored. See, the most, the funny thing is, most of the time, you are saying that 7 to 14 days or even a whole month, depending on how tedious the logo is. Sometimes we just go on Canva and in less than 2-3 minutes or an hour, we're done with a logo. And we don't even have all this vector file or something. All we have is just a JPEG or PNG file.
Yeah.
So you're opening my eyes to so many things I never thought. I'm being realistic with you.
It has a lot to do with it. There are people that, there are designers that have sacrificed their lives just logos alone. You do not call them for any other thing.
But logos.
Just logos.
That shows that there's something deep in logo. Logo is not just one design that you do. It's something that that breeds so many things.
Yeah, it is. Like there was a time I made a tweet. I'm trying to remember that tweet, and it was more about logo design. And I'm just trying to wrap my head around what I said then. And I said it was something centered around logo design. I said, okay, when I create a logo for your brand, and I see it being misapplied, it hurts me and my heart bleeds. And someone was like, for on top logo matter. I'm like, you do not understand how.
Now I understand how this thing was.
When we take our time to create this thing for you, like, it means a lot to us. So there are ways in which you would use it appropriately. That is why we make sure that you have every of the format available at your disposal, and we have that manual guiding the usage of that logo. It might not be used by you. It might be used by probably your printing person or maybe your website guy, but they should just have like, we all have like a well-refined decision on how to use that logo and how not to use that logo.
Now you're telling me that the next time I'm designing a logo, I should never try to use Canva. And if I'm using a designer, I should make sure I request for all of the formats, all of it.
Yes, definitely. Make sure you request for all of the formats, ranging from your PDF format to your vector, your ESP format, your SVG formats. Those are formats you might think you do not need them right now. Trust me, you might work with, okay, there was a time I did a logo for a guy and I sent the SVG format for him, and he definitely didn't deem it fit to, like, wasn't necessary. Then he called me that the web guy, he was trying to create an app. It was like the programming guy said he needs the logo in SVG as well. I'm like, I sent that already and I checked the folder. You get so everything like scalable vector graphics. Like the guy needs that. I said, I sent that already. And I said, okay, let me check. Then he saw it. And I said, imagine I wasn't reachable anymore. And probably I sent it just the JPEG alone. At that point,
he's going to have to pay
to do another process.
Please go on that one. So that's why I'm saying that when you get this logo file, demand for every other thing that comes with it. A lot of business owners do not understand it because all they just see is they just see the JPEG. This is it. This is their logo. And that's again, it's what they call mock-up. And there's this mock-up 3D logos that people think it is actually a logo. Like you see this. I don't know. I'm sure you've seen it before. If I share images,
I have.
You just see that 3D, and in their mind, that's their logo. Probably they want to do something like send me your logo. They just send the designer or the printer that 3D file. Like, madam, this is not logo. This is just your mock-up of your logo. So logos should be delivered in all those formats to help any other person working with your brand.
I can't thank you enough, MM.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're a big company that we all look up to. Like, these guys have all those files available, the brand manual, the logo formats, how to use and how not to use their logos. But because you are starting up, you think, okay, I don't need them. Like I said, if you are designing a logo, you're looking long term. So if you are looking at long term, why would you just want a logo just in this day? Why would you just want to just go to Canva and just come up with one name or something and say, okay, this is my logo? Then you are not actually looking towards long term. If you are looking towards long term, I believe you need to reach out to a professional and reach out to somebody you know, okay, you know what? I needed to do this. Fine, you might have difference in terms of pricing. The person might be overly expensive, but I believe there might be negotiation. You just communicate with him, and like I said, logo involves a lot. It involves a whole lot. More than just what we just see.
Before I let you go, we don't usually take time. I have two more questions. The first is, this world now is being governed by AI. In the world of AI, do you think AI is taking the job of a graphic designer?
No, I do not think AI is taking the job of a graphic designer. All I see is that AI is easing the workflow of a graphic designer. It's when the graphic designer knows how to apply AI into his or her workflow. That's what I see, because trust me, you would say AI is taking the job. We'll just go to AI and see. Yeah, AI involves you understanding the prompts you want to use to generate such image or such whatever you want to do with AI. So I do not think it's taking the job of a graphic designer. AI is here to stay. AI is here to ease our process rather than taking our job. You really can't interact, or AI can't really interact with you like a human being would. Like, imagine you talking to AI. You might not really, really communicate well and get feedback well compared to when you're talking to another human being.
True.
I don't really get. So, I do not believe AI is here to take anybody's job. It's just here to ease our work process. And it's just like the internet. Like, the internet is here to ease work process. The same way AI is here to ease our work process.
Finally, what's that random thought? What's the random thought on your mind right now? What are you thinking right now?
What are you thinking about right now? What's a random thought on my mind right now? Funny enough, I don't want to sound serious. I want Manchester United to win it this season.
Why am I laughing? Because I saw the match the other day and I was just... Thank you so much, MM, for coming on this podcast. Thank you so much.
Alright, now thank you so much for having me.
Alright, so if someone wants to get across to you, how do they do that?
Yeah, I'm reachable online, IG, especially on IG. I'm mostly active on IG at Didymos. Didymos is spelled D-E-E again, then MORS.
That's
it. The same thing goes with Twitter. I use that on Twitter as well, Dimos as well, on LinkedIn.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we see your efforts, and we say thank you.
Thanks so much, because I really appreciate you seeing my effort and giving me a chance to share my story.
Thank you. God bless you so much. This is me saying thank you, and have a lovely day.
Thank you so much, Dayo. Thank you. Have a nice day as well.
All right. Wow. There is so much we think or we thought we know. Imagine showing you. So there is so much we we have always emphasized that, oh, I know something about logo, but now you don't even know anything. Like, he literally explained that so many times we're usually the ones at fault, especially when we need to get our deliverables. We're always the one at fault. All about logo, the things you know, the things you thought you know, the things you thought you knew, the things you thought you knew it. Everything about logo. Thank you so much, MM. And to everyone who has been a fervent listener, I want to say thank you so much. And to our new villagers, remember, it is Randoms with a Dial Buttons. We do this every now and then. Just random conversations. Conversations that have been on your mind for a long time. Some of these conversations have been living in my head, and if I do not bring it out, it's just gonna die there, and I don't want it to die there. I know you have conversations also that have been in your head. We can't have those conversations together, so let me know. All right, till we meet again, it is me saying welcome to the village.
It's Randoms with Dial Buttons. Stop what you're doing and listen. Okay, scratch that. Hey, it's Randoms with Dial Buttons. Now continue what you're doing while you listen.